specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Reading, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, Deutsch Coatings, The Angie App, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you get your home improvement projects done. So what are you working on this beautiful weekend? I love this time of the year because where we live, fall colors, they are just peaking right now. So it's absolutely beautiful. There's a Christmas in the air. I'm so motivated to take on another project every day before it gets to be, you know, cold and unpleasant all at the same time. So if that's where you're at, if you're thinking about a project you'd like to get done, reach out to us because we are here to help. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you enjoyed garden fresh veggies all spring and summer, now is actually the perfect time to plant cool weather crops that actually thrive in autumn's cooler weather. We're going to share what grows best straight through to the first frost.
And adding shrubbery to the front of your house can be a great way to add curb appeal, and now is the right time to do this project because the cooler fall weather offers plenty of time for those roots to grow deep before the next summer's heat sets in. We're going to walk you through the simple DIY project in today's smart spending tip.
And whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation is the key to keeping your home comfortable. But most homes simply don't have enough. We're going to share a new product that allows you to get the insulation job done fast and safe and without any special tools just ahead.
But first, let us help you create your best home ever. Fall is the perfect season to tackle projects, so let us help you get those done right the first time. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEYPIT.
Plus, we've got tools to give away. We've got America's best-selling staple gun, the Arrow T50, plus a supply of staples going out to one listener drawn at random. So don't wait. Give us a call now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and might be sending that cool staple gun out to you. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tommy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My question concerns my dryer. I moved into a house that had the washer and dryer already here in my laundry room. And when I was cleaning back behind the dryer, the dryer hose is the aluminum type, and it's attached with tape, obviously not done correctly. And what I want to know is, what would you recommend? Is there a better dryer vent hose or a tube of some kind? It's a fairly short distance from the wall to the dryer.
If it's the flexible aluminum hose, then that I would probably go ahead and put that back in. If it's vinyl, I would not, but you're sure it's aluminum, right?
It is. It's like shiny aluminum foil.
Yeah.
And that's the one that you want there, because that's heat resistant.
Oh, you do. Okay, yeah. Rather than the white vinyl, it's better than the white vinyl.
Right, because the white vinyl could overheat and potentially cause a fire hazard. So the aluminum one is great because it won't hold on to all of that heat. Now, the question is, where does your dryer hose vent to? Does it go to the outside? Has it been cleaned in a while? You know, these are all maintenance things that you need to be doing for your dryer.
Right, Leslie. And that's what I wanted to do because I am so afraid of fire hazards.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so I need to detach it, and it is vented to an outside vent.
So what you should do is get a dryer vent cleaning brush. There is one that's available online called the Gardus Lint Eater. Leslie and I both have one of these brushes. They're really cool. They're like brushes on the end of fiberglass rods, and you stick them into a drill and just spin them into the vent.
Oh, my goodness.
And go back and forth and pull them out. And you'd be amazed how much dust comes out of those things. So that's one. I'm sure you could probably find it at a home center and a hardware store as well. But a dryer duct cleaning brush is what you really need for that.
Okay. And then when I reattach that hose to the vent and then to the dryer, obviously I don't want to use tape, which is what they've used.
There's a big bracket that is sort of like a clamp that fits around that, and it goes over the hose, and the hose goes over the vent, and then it all sort of screws together. And I'm sure you could also find those at a home center or a hardware store. No, you should definitely not tape it together.
I will do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading on over to Mike in North Carolina, who's got a driveway question. Drive it on over. What can we do for you, bud?
I had put in a new plant, or got ready to put a new plant in front of the house, and I took the old one out. There was a crack in the foundation, and also a pretty good-sized void underneath the driveway. And I've had three different companies out to take a look at it, and after all that, I don't quite know what to do.
Okay, so this crack is in your foundation. It's on your basement wall. Where are you seeing it? Or on the outside wall? Describe it.
It's on the outside wall in the corner of the garage.
All right, and you've got a driveway near there where the driveway sunk it in a bit. It sounds to me like you've got a water problem where water is collecting in that area. May have undermined some of the soil. Small cracks, is it vertical cracks? Small vertical cracks is what it is?
Vertical crack, yes.
Yeah, it's a very minor, very almost commonplace kind of a crack, so I wouldn't get too terribly worked up about it. You'd be surprised how many cracks foundations have. We see them all the time. So I wouldn't panic about it, but if you've got an area that's sunken in where the driveway is, what you are going to have to do is cut that driveway out, fill that area in, tamp it down, pack it properly, and have the driveway restored in that particular area.
The driveway hasn't sunk yet. It's just where it always has been.
Well, when you said before that there was an area that was sunken in, you did not mean the driveway. What's sunken in?
No. There's a void underneath the driveway. You can see that where the driveway pad comes up to the garage. When I took this plant out, you can see a void underneath the driveway.
Okay, so the void's under the apron is what you're saying.
Correct.
It's under,
yes.
It's okay. All right, same advice. You've got to fill the void in, or the driveway will drop into that spot, okay? And water will continue to collect there, and it'll wash out what's left of the footing around there, the soil under the footing. Then you get more shifting. So you've got to restore that soil. Not unusual, because a lot of times you get organic matter that gets in there. It could be, you know, I don't know, wood. It could be paper. It could be anything that was accumulating there from when the foundation was dug. And then it rots away, and the voids form, and the water gets in there, and it's kind of a vicious cycle. So you need to get that repacked with soil properly and then regrade it to slope away and then restore the driveway. So I don't think you have a big problem there. I think you have a sort of a medium-sized maintenance problem, but you should do it because it can get worse if you ignore it.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, are you ready for an easy weekend project that can spruce up your curb appeal? Well, now's the perfect time to plant shrubs. We're going to explain why in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Reward Credit Card next.
Hey, if you enjoyed growing fresh veggies all spring and summer, fall is actually the perfect time to plant cool weather crops. There are some crops that actually thrive in this weather. We're going to share what grows best straight through to the first frost when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier.
That's for sure. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects.
Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know owning a home is a combination of love and pride and heart-stopping fear. It's true. It gets a little worse, though, when it's time to take on a repair or an improvement or anything kind of daunting. So we're here to help you de-stress over those projects and help you get them done.
Hey, we've got a handy tool to give away today to one listener. It's the Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and a supply of T50 staples. This is America's best-selling staple gun. It's jam-resistant, features an all-chrome steel housing, and it's going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Deb in Missouri on the line who needs help with a flooring question. How can we help you?
Yes. Well, we replaced our flooring, but we destroyed most of the molding trying to get it off along the mop board. And we're wondering what's the best way to put new on, what would be the best to use. The walls are all plaster. It looked like the nails had been set before the plaster was dried because we had to cut them off.
And so how high up the walls did the molding go? Because usually with plaster walls, the molding is a lot taller than a standard 3.5-inch base molding.
It's 3.5 inches.
It is 3.5 inches?
Yes, but we could go a wee bit higher and still look nice.
Right. Okay. Do you want the molding to be painted or natural?
Well, I don't think we'll ever match the doors. It's all wood, and I don't think we've ever matched that.
Okay, so do you want the molding to be painted then?
Yes, we'll probably go painted, yes, but adhering it to the walls, it's going to be a real pain because of that plaster.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you're going to do it with a combination of trim screws and liquid nails. So you're not going to nail it, okay? What you're going to do is probably the least expensive thing to buy is something called finger joint colonial baseboard molding. It's a very straightforward molding with a little bit of a fluted edge on top. It looks nice, looks finished. Is it does the thickness matter? Does it have to be a certain thickness to cover a gap between the wall and the floor?
At least a quarter inch, yes.
Quarter inch? Okay, so all you're going to need is the molding then. Because you could put the molding and then shoe molding over that, which would extend it out to almost an inch. But no, you're going to buy finger joint baseboard molding. Finger joint means it's ready for paint. Now, before you apply it to the walls, I would prime it. So it's a lot easier to paint this molding. In fact, I would prime it and I'd put one finished coat of paint on it. Because it's a lot easier to paint it when it's up on some sawhorses than when it's attached to your house. And then when it comes to installation, you're going to, and you know what, you might want to get a carpenter that knows how to do this, because frankly, it's just a lot easier if you know how to make a corner joint, which is called a coped joint. You do it with a coping saw. But the way you attach it is with, after it's all cut to fit, you apply some liquid nails to the back of the molding. And then you put in only as many trim screws. And trim screws are kind of like drywall screws, except they have a really tiny head, like a finish nail. But you only put enough of those in to hold it while it's drying. So you're not going to have nearly as many trim screws as you will nails. And it'll be really solid. And the last thing you do is fill those holes and you put one finished coat of paint on when, and then you're completely done. So by putting the paint on ahead of time, you're halfway there. All you can do is touch it up, fill the holes, one more coat of paint, you're good to go. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Deb, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, would you guys like to plant a fall garden and extend the supply of fresh garden veggies into the cooler weather? Well, you can by selecting cool weather crops. It turns out that fall is actually an easier time of year to garden, too, because it's nice and cool, and insect populations are reduced. And also, some of the fall crops actually sweeten when they get nipped by that first frost.
Now, according to the experts at Bonnie Plants, many cool weather veggies and herbs are perfect for fall planting. Now, you can grow weeks worth of cabbage for slaws, healthy kale, crunchy cauliflower, and even broccoli, which my kids love. Now, other fall favorites include Brussels sprouts, which are super delicious. You can roast them with slices of garlic and olive oil and maybe drizzle a touch of balsamic vinegar, or any of the versatile salad greens. Think of like lettuce and spinach or herbs like cilantro. Some of those tend to wilt and suffer in the sweltering summer sun, so this cool, crisp weather is actually perfect for them.
Yeah, and we love this because we had issues with bugs in our garden, which was wonderful. We had over 400 tomatoes, by the way.
That's crazy, Tom.
I know, right? But we did have insect issues, so I love the fact that they're now sort of dying off so that we can grow some of these cooler crops. For more ideas, you can check out our post on fall garden tips on MoneyPit.com.
Carl in South Carolina is dealing with some tricky doors. Tell us what's going on.
I put the tile floors in my laundry room, and I took the door down, and when I put it back, it won't stay open. It'll swing back to close, and the one in my bedroom does the same thing. We'll have to prop them open with something.
So they used to stay open before, and now they just want to stay closed all the time?
Right, uh-huh.
So there's two ways to fix that, Carl. One way is to rip out the door and rehang it properly, shim it, because it's out of level somehow, and that's a pretty big job. And the other way to do it is to pull the hinge pins out, put them on a hard concrete surface, and give them a sharp rap so you bend them slightly.
Okay.
Then tap them back into the hinges,
and
you will have added some friction to that connection.
Right.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
Put a slight bend on the hinge pin. A little trick of the trade that will give you a little more tension on that door. Just, take one out and give it a wrap so it has a little bit of a slight bend to it. You might not even see it, but just a slight bend. Tap it back in, try the door, see how it works. If it kind of stays where you want, that's fine. If not, maybe do the top one, then do the bottom one. Give that another wrap. You're going to keep adding a little pressure to it by doing that until you get it just right. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, now we're going over to Michigan, where Linda's on the line and wants to add on to a farmhouse. How can we help you with that?
Well, I have about a 100-year-old farmhouse, and the only bathroom is upstairs. It's a two-story farmhouse, and I want to age in place. So I want to add another bathroom downstairs, and also I inherited a doll collection from my mother, and it's stored in all the storage and all the rooms, so I kind of want to bring it into one room and add another room for that and hobbies. people have been suggesting that I just, oh, just add a, break up one of the rooms in the house and just put a bathroom in any old place. But the rooms are really well proportioned. There's good cross ventilation. I don't want to have a mess. I want to have some style to the additions. So people have suggested that I go to either an architect or drafter or interior designer. I don't know. I'm not sure what that process involves and how many I should go to or.
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head, and that is to hire an architect, because essentially you want to make sure that whatever you do to this house flows and maintains its structural integrity as well as its design integrity. So an architect can help you do just that. Selecting where to put that bathroom will be, you know, a balance of compromises, trying to decide where it fits best in the design, where the plumbing is now, what it would take to get the plumbing where it needs to be to this particular bathroom, and then how best to design those rooms for your collections and that sort of thing. The architect can handle with the structure and the mechanical systems. Once that's done, then you can consider bringing in an interior designer to help lay it out, choose colors, choose furniture, and make it work for you visually.
Well, and I think the other good thing about bringing in the architect is they may have an interior designer that they work with. You can bring in your own. They'll be able to sort of work together to help you specify the right materials for the right areas, so it really is a strong partnership.
I see. Now, do I talk or consult with two architects and get their ideas, or do I just go with one and get the designs?
What I would do is I would bring in one or two or maybe three architects to see the property, tell them what you want to accomplish, find out how they work. You get a feel for them. Yeah, they get a feel for you, and then you make a decision based on that.
I think you meet with somebody, you meet with two or three architects, as Tom suggested. Just get a feel for them, because you're going to know if you want to work with them. You're going to know how well you communicate back and forth. You'll sort of spitball ideas, you know, there during that meeting and get a really good sense of how much they're understanding you. And whoever you feel the most comfortable with, I think, is what's going to lead you to the right decision. And then you'll start drawings.
Okay. I did get a card from someone. His card says he's a drafting and consultant.
You don't want a drafter, okay? You want an architect. You just want an architect, a good quality architect. So focus on that first. You could take, usually they'll have books that show some of their past projects. You can see what kind of work they do. You know, it's going to be, you'll figure out through a process of elimination which one you're most comfortable with, and that's the person that's going to get the job. But they're well worth the investment, because they're going to make this process easy, and you're going to be assured that it comes out exactly as you plan. You know, if you go right to the contractor step, they're just going to squeeze this bathroom in wherever they think it fits, and it's just, you're not going to be happy with it. So get the architect. They're well worth their investment.
Okay, great.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, are you ready for an easy weekend project that can spruce up your curb appeal? Well, now's the perfect time to plant shrubs. We're going to explain why when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is backed by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added French Red Hot Buffalo wing sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop-In. Love this place. I moved to Reading recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full-time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop-In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop-In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Reading.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more, Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
That was cool, too, because they were driving 22-year-old vehicles, but a really fun group to talk to. You guys will love this podcast. The Profiles podcast, you can listen and follow at lflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Well, adding shrubbery to the front of your house can be a great way to add curb appeal, and now is the right time to do this project. And here's why. The cooler fall weather is actually giving you plenty of time for those roots to grow deep before the next summer's heat is going to set in. We've got some tips on how to get that project done in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, first off, planting a shrub is easy, definitely something that most DIYers can handle without a pro. You want to choose your shrub carefully, though. Very important. Your best bet is to always choose plants that are native to your area. And also consider the local wildlife. If you live in an area where deer are prevalent, like me, you want to make sure that you select plants that they don't like to eat. Otherwise, your plants will disappear as quickly as you plant them.
I mean, it's amazing. They look like little lollipops because they can only eat what they can reach.
Well, they leave the stubs behind. <you know.
laughs> All right, guys, you also need to select those shrubs based on an overall height and width of that shrub once it's mature. Because, you know, you get a sense of it when it's small, but don't forget it's going to get quite large. And you've got to space them accordingly. Now, you don't want to choose something for a foundation planting that might quickly overtake your windows and then block your views. Some popular shrubs that work well for added curb appeal are things like boxwoods, azaleas, rhododendrons, forsythia. Not only are they going to be just great coverage, but they give you some much-needed color. And hydrangeas, I love them so much. So many great colors. They really do look beautiful in the front of a house.
Now, once you have your shrub, it's time to dig. You want to create a hole that's about 2.5 times wider than the root ball of the shrub. So when you do that, dig out your topsoil first and set it aside, because you're going to want to put it back after the shrub is in. Now, if you reach kind of that gravelly, stony kind of layer of dirt, dig that out too and get rid of it. It's hard for shrubs to grow when the dirt is really compacted like that, and certainly it's not going to grow through gravel. So get rid of that, set it aside. And you want to aim to make the hole about 2 or 3 inches shorter in terms of height than the root ball. And this way, the top of the root ball will be slightly exposed. That's exactly where you want it. And once you place the shrub in the hole, spin it. Spin it around. Stand back. Look at it. Find the best side to face the street. And then make sure you slice any burlap or rope or wire mesh that surrounds the root ball so it's free to grow. Then just mix fertilizer into that topsoil that, remember, you pulled out and set aside, and then replace that mix, and you're almost done. One more thing to do, and that is watering.
Yeah, and with the new shrubs, you're going to water that root ball for about 30 minutes once a day for a week. Now, you can also use a soaker hose. If you place that around the base of the tree and water for 2 hours, you can do that once a week. By next spring, you're going to have beautiful, well-adjusted new shrubbery, and your house is going to look amazing, so enjoy.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Sylvia in Ohio is on the line and clearly spilled some glue somewhere. What's going on?
No, I didn't spill glue. We have our carpet in our kitchen is glued down like 20 years ago.
Did you say carpeting in your kitchen?
Yes, they use glue to put the carpet down. My question is, how do we get it off the floor without tearing the whole floor out.
What kind of flooring was it glued over? Is it hardwood?
No, just
plywood.
Yes,
Some sort of a subfloor. So really, you don't have to get it completely off. You just have to kind of get it smooth, so you can put whatever kind of flooring down you want to do over that. What kind of flooring do you want to end up with, Sylvia?
We want to put hardwood over it or on it.
So what you should do is get a citrus adhesive remover. There's a number of different citrus-based adhesive removers. They're not as caustic as some of the other adhesive removers. And what it will do is soften that adhesive. And your goal here is just to get any of the sort of the thicker, chunkier areas removed, so that what you could do is put down another layer of plywood, an underlayment of plywood, say like a quarter-inch Luan or something like that. Then on top of that, you can install your hardwood floor. There's lots of options with the hardwood floor. You can use engineered hardwood, which is thinner but very, very beautiful, and it's more dimensionally stable, and it would be probably a better choice for a kitchen, because if you put regular hardwood down and you ever had a big leak, spilled a pot of anything, it will swell up and become damaged. But if you use engineered, it's much more stable and resistant to any type of swelling when it gets damp or wet.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help with your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next project. Get started at Angie.com. Coming up, fall is the time to check how much insulation your home has, because most homes don't have enough. But if there is a project that you're considering, you might be wondering if there are any special tools or equipment you might need to get it done. We're going to share tips on that project next.
Live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all of those projects, big and small.
Listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Remember, give us a call, ask us your questions. You're going to get the answer to the project that you're working on, but we've got a handy tool to give away to one listener this hour. We've got up for grabs the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and a supply of T50 staples. I mean, this Arrow T50 staple gun is America's best-selling staple gun. They're made in the USA. They're great for repairs, for upholstery, installing insulation, decorating, tacking up trim. You name it, you can really tackle pretty much any project with a staple gun. And the Arrow T50 is the best one out there.
That Arrow T50 is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Nelson in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on?
Well, I have asphalt paving, actually about 2,200 square feet of it.
Wow, okay.
And, I just had it put in 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And my question is, seal coating, do I use a water base or an oil base?
If it's only 6 weeks old, it sounds like it's a little early for you to be seal coating it. It might be that you want to go ahead and just let this go until next year and give it a seal coating either in the spring or the fall then. And at that point, I think the formulations on these have evolved to the point where you can do a really nice job with the latex-based product. And what you want to do is, you know, pick up the seal coat, pick up the tools to apply it with at the home center, and then start in one corner and work your way across. But since it's so new, I would let it bake in the sun a little bit. You're going to have a lot of solvents in that material that's going to bake out for a while. So I think it's kind of early for you to seal it. I think you should just hold off perhaps for about a year and then seal it before maybe we go into the next winter. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That's good.
All right, good luck with that project, Nelson. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, whether you live in a climate that's warm or cold, insulation is the key to keeping your home comfortable, but most homes just don't have enough. If this is a project you're considering, you may be wondering if there are any special tools or equipment that you need to get it done. Well, with fiberglass insulation, you don't need highly specialized equipment or tools like some other insulation methods require. For most jobs, all you need are everyday tools, maybe a utility knife, some basic safety equipment like the gloves and eye protection that you would wear for really any home project.
Yeah, now in most cases, you're going to be adding additional insulation to that which you've already got. And this job is made even easier with Owens Corning's new pink next-gen fiberglass insulation. It's made with advanced fiber technology, so it springs back into shape instantly out of the bag. In fact, it's kind of fun to watch because you open a package. I mean, it's a little like watching biscuit dough popping out of those cardboard tubes. It's fun and surprising, and it amazingly takes shape right before your eyes. Now, the bats, they're designed to fit perfectly, so it's going to fill the cavity completely, and they're also stiff, so you can actually slide them into the cavity, and then they stay there. Plus, they're incredibly easy to cut and split, so you can insulate around boxes and wires with much less dust and less mess.
To learn more about the new Pink Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, go to pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Audrey in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
All right. I was listening to your show last weekend, and I heard you talking about some
kind of like contact paper, but you put it on your, like, your kitchen wall, and you can put tile on it for a backsplash.
Yeah, it's a product called Bondera Tile Mat Set. Kind of a long name, but basically it's a two-sided adhesive sticky material that if you want to do a backsplash or, for that matter, a countertop, you pull off the backing on one side of it, press it against the wall, in your case for the backsplash. Then you can stick the tiles right to the other side of it, pull off the backing on the other side, and you stick the tiles right on. And then you can pretty much grout immediately thereafter, so you don't have to wait for glue to dry or even mix up glue or get a tile glue that can kind of get all over the place. It's all on the mat. So you cut it to fit, put it on the wall, pull off the back, and then go ahead and glue the tile right to it. I would caution you, though, that I would not recommend you put this right on drywall, because it's going to be a permanent. You're never going to get it off. And if you ever want to replace it, you have to cut the wall out, because it'll just pull the paper right off. And what you could do is just put a thin sheet of Lawan plywood on the wall first and then put the tile right on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this weekend? Let us give you a hand on this lovely fall weekend to tackle whatever project you've got on your to-do list. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. You're going to get upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Up next, one of our listeners caught a contractor taking a big shortcut. We're going to explain what she needs to do next after this.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home.
Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? Painting this weekend? Fixing a floor squeak? Maybe thinking about, you know what's happening a lot right now is kitchens. People are planning for kitchen rentals, want to get them done before the holidays arrive. Whatever you're working on, reach out to us if we can help at moneypit.com.
Marilee wrote into the Money Pit, and she says, I hired a fence contractor who set posts for a 6-foot-high aluminum fence by only pouring in a bag of dry cement. No water, no mixing, no gravel, only the bag of cement, and then filling the hole with dirt. He assures me that this is the best method, but after 48 hours with just a finger, you can move those posts back and forth. I fear this fence is going to collapse with the first heavy rain. What do you think? That doesn't seem right.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Marilee. The approach that this guy's using, though, it's unfortunate because it will work, but he's using the wrong product. You can't just pour cement. I mean, what you want to have here is concrete, which is made up of cement and sand and lime. But what I would do is I would purchase fast-setting concrete. Now, Quikrete makes fast-setting concrete in the red bag. You've probably heard us talk about this on the show before. It's the only fast-setting product that we use, and I have done this exact job with the fast-setting concrete. So in this case, you would dig the hole, you'd set the post, you'd pour in the dry fast-setting concrete, and then, and this is what he did not do, you would water the hole. Essentially, you can just stick a hose in that hole and fill it up with water till the concrete's nice and wet. Sometimes I support the posts to make sure they stay, you know, perfectly level for the next hour or two, but it'll basically dry rock solid, like, right away. The problem is that he used a product that's not designed for this. Just cement is not going to do it. You got to use the actual concrete mix, which contains the gravel. And the fast-setting concrete is the best way to do that. So it definitely is a problem. He's going to have to dig out around those posts now, get as much of that old cement out as possible, and then use the fast-setting concrete. And remember, water the hole. In a couple of hours, that stuff sets, and you're good to go, and it will not blow over.
All right, good catch, Marilee. Next up, we've got a post here from William. Now, he says, I purchased an older house. One of the owners sheetrocked it, but didn't take off the old walls, so the outlets are receding. What do I do to bring the outlets flush so that I can use the plugs correctly? I mean, why would you want to use the plugs correctly?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little dangerous, too, because you're kind of like reaching deep into the wall to plug stuff in, right? So what has to happen here is you need to turn off the power. You need to make sure there's enough wire, like extra wire with that outlet to sort of gently pull it out of the wall. And then there's like an extender, like it's kind of like a bracket that goes, it's about a 3/4 inch or an inch deep, and it goes all the way around that hole. And they have longer screws and actually spacers, so you're kind of like packing out that box. Like if you can imagine extending the box by the half inch or so, that's kind of what these do. And then the outlet will be positioned flush with the front of the inside wall, and that's exactly the way it should be done. So there was a shortcut here. Maybe the old owner just didn't know, you know, how to do this, but there's a product actually designed for extending outlets, and that's what you have to do at this point, William.
All right, William, I hope that helps and you don't miss reaching into the wall to plug things in. I mean, I know. You're going to get used to it, I promise.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad you are. We hope that you're enjoying the beautiful, slightly cooler fall weather we're having right now. We hope it's full color with all the leaves in your part of the world. But whether you live in Hawaii or Florida or anywhere in between, we're here to help you with projects big and small. Now, those of you in those beautiful warm climates, feel free to call us and brag a little bit about that weather, because we are, though, enjoying the fall, which is a time when so many of us love to get outside and do those projects big and small. That's all the time we have this hour. The show does continue, though, online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Yeah.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Venezuela's government says it'll halt negotiations with opponents in retaliation for the extradition to the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro, wanted on criminal charges. Alex Saab was put on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after failing to prevent his extradition to the United States to face money laundering charges. Authorities in Texas say three constable deputies were shot in an ambush outside of a nightclub in Houston. One is dead and two others wounded. Houston Police Executive Assistant Chief James Jones says the three constables were working an extra security job at the nightclub when they went outside to respond to what seemed like a robbery.
We believe they were ambushed and shot from behind with a suspect with a rifle.
No arrest has been announced. A person of interest was taken into custody at the scene. The U.S. Defense Department says it is committed to offering condolence payments to relatives of the 10 people who were killed in an errant U.S. drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan in August. As traffic fatalities spike during the pandemic, the federal agency in charge of auto safety is struggling with a growing backlog of safety rules ordered by Congress that are years overdue.
An Associated Press review of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's rulemaking activities under the last three presidents found at least 13 safety rules passed due for implementation. That includes a rear seatbelt reminder requirement that was supposed to have been implemented by 2015. The agency has lacked a permanent leader for 4 years now, and auto safety groups say President Biden should act on a nomination. They fear the agency's mission of saving lives and costs from traffic injuries is getting lost. Bob Agner reporting.
Russia's daily death toll from COVID-19 has exceeded 1,000 for the first time as the country faces a sustained wave of rising infections. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
NASA is set to launch a series of spacecraft to visit and even bash some of the solar system's most enticing space rocks.
A robotic spacecraft named Lucy is up first.
Lucy will set the record for the furthest solar-powered mission, traveling 5 times further from the sun than the Earth.
Systems engineer Jessica Lounsbury says it will go on a 12-year cruise to swarms of asteroids out near Jupiter. Kathy Oaken with the Southwestern Research Institute says there are a lot of missions for Lucy.
One of them is to map the craters across our surfaces, the surface of the Trojan asteroids. We're going to look for craters smaller than a football field, about 70 yards across.
I'm Ed Donahue.
An 11th-hour deal has been reached in a strike that would have shut down film and television productions across the United States has been averted. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and two of his Middle Eastern counterparts this week discussed potential alternatives for addressing Iran's nuclear program should diplomacy fail. This as Tehran expands uranium enrichment and delays the resumption of negotiations aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear deal. Former Israeli Cabinet Minister Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network Iran may pass on their weapons technology to other rogue agencies.
Iran can have threshold capacity. Maybe it doesn't break out, but it could pass on nuclear technologies to its proxies, to Hezbollah, to Hamas. They could develop, for all we know, tactical nuclear weapons.
Chinese astronauts began Saturday their six-month mission on China's first permanent space station after successfully docking aboard their spacecraft. The astronauts, two men and a woman, were seen floating around the module before speaking via a live stream video. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-ups. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning, Deutsch Coatings, the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy fall, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather, the brisk days. It's perfect to work inside the house, to work outside the house. So whatever project you are doing, we would love to help. If it's a project you want to get done, if you need help solving a problem, if you've got a decorating dilemma, this is the place to turn, because we have got the tips, the experience, the ideas to help you get off of that stumbling block and get on to getting the job done. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974 with your questions, or post them at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, a fresh coat of paint can do wonders for the sale of your house. But according to a survey of 32,000 homes by Zillow, it turns out that painting with the right colors can actually help your home sell faster and make you more money in any kind of real estate market. So we're going to share the paint colors that really pay off.
And garage floors need to be one of the most durable floor surfaces in your entire house. They take a lot of punishment. Hot tires in the summer, dripping road salt in the winter, plus a ton of storage needs. We're going to share a finish that's tough, durable, and slip-resistant that you can put down yourself in just a weekend.
And as the weather turns chilly, it might be time to light your fireplace for the first time. Don't do it just yet. We're going to have the how-to you need to know to make sure your chimney, your damper, and your firebox are all safe.
But first, let us help you create your best home ever. It's the holidays coming up soon. Are you going to be celebrating with family and friends for the first time in a long time? Well, let us help you get your house in tip-top shape. And we've got a great tool to give away to help you do just that.
Yep, we're giving away America's best-selling staple gun, the Arrow T50 Plus, a supply of staples. Now, that's going out to one listener drawn at random. So reach out to us at MoneyPit.com or call in your questions right now to 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Sam in Tennessee is on the line with a water pressure question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have just purchased a home that is about 75 years old, and we're refurbishing it, and we're trying to keep everything as original as we can. I have great water pressure in every room that has water but my bathtub.
Sam, does your 75-year-old home have steel water pipes?
It has the old. We're eventually going to replace all the water system, but we're having to live in part of the home now and redoing the other half while we live here.
If you have the original steel water pipes in a 75-year-old home, they are absolutely going to suffer from interior rusting. What happens with steel is it rusts and expands inward, so it kind of clogs like an artery, so to speak. And the older it is, the more that can occur. It's possible that you may have a bad pipe on the way to tub, that, and that's why you have such a slow fill out of that. The other possible issue is the valve itself. It's feeding water. In that same bathroom, I presume you have a sink and a toilet. Do you notice any water pressure problems with those appliances?
No, sir. We have, like I said, great pressure everywhere except for that one spigot. You know, it's the hot and cold runs into one.
Well, I mean, the other thing it could be is it also could be a bad faucet on that tub. But you know, if the pressure is pretty good everywhere else, it's not likely to be rusted just at the bathroom at the one fixture itself. So I would suggest that maybe you want to replace that set of tub valves because it's probably obstructing there.
Right. Well, actually, it's got the old Tommy Butterfly controls on it, and we was really wanting to keep it. But
you can find those valves today. There's a lot of sources of antique plumbing, and some of the new fixtures and faucets are designed to basically be used in a retrofit situation like that. So you can find modern versions that look old.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sam, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Have a great day.
Laura's up next with a lot of erosion going on at her Money Pit. Tell us what's going on.
Our yard slopes downward from the front to the back, probably close to, well, it's a pretty good angle. I don't necessarily know if it's 45 degrees. But when we have a hard rain, the rain comes off of the roadway and just like a river flows down the back to the back corner of the house.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're seeing trees, like the roots, I mean, real bad erosion. And I was wondering, what's the best type of, like a retaining type wall, or is a flower bed, you know, like a large flower bed, something to stop the flowing, or just like a natural, like if we put bushes down, what's the best, would you suggest to help that erosion to stop?
Well, the best thing to do is to interrupt that flow by catching the runoff and running it around the house. And an easy way to do that is with something called a curtain drain. Now, a curtain drain is dug into that sloped area at some point, and I can't tell you where. It depends on how the soil is sloped and shaped that makes the most sense. But basically, think of it this way. It's a trench that you would dig in front of the house where all the water is collecting.
Uh-huh.
And that trench, in it you would lay a perforated pipe. And the idea is that the trench has about 4 inches of stone, then it's got a pipe. Stone continues to move up around the pipe, and then a little more stone on top. And you put a piece of filter cloth, and then you landscape over it or put dirt and grass over it so you don't see it when it's done. But conceptually, the water shoots down the hill, falls into that invisible trench now, fills up the pipe, and then runs out the other end of the pipe, the low end of the pipe, somewhere to daylight. So to do this, you need to be able to get the pipe in place and then have the end of it run out somewhere where you want to dump that water. Does that sound like it's possible with your yard the way it's configured?
Yeah, no, that's very doable.
I didn't know they make stuff like that. So, no, that's very doable.
Well, it's kind of like, it's not like you can go to the curtain drain aisle at the local home center. You have to kind of build it yourself. But it's a very common technique called a curtain drain or a footer drain. So take a look at that, and you can find instructions on MoneyPit.com.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Laura. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
Well, according to a survey by Zillow, painting your home with the right colors can help it sell faster and make you more money in any kind of real estate market. We're going to share the paint colors that really pay off when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Made for a new generation, Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation is for people who insist on safe, proven materials, demand clean, precise results, and choose products that make a positive impact. It's the new standard and the right choice for precision, comfort, safety, and sustainability.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and the holidays just around the corner, it can feel like there's no time left to tackle home projects, even the ones that just can't wait. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. It's easy to browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save your time for where it matters most. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader. We've been there. We can help for all projects, big and small.
And you can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Hey, we've got a very handy tool to give away to one listener. It's the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and a supply of staples. This is America's best-selling staple gun. It's jam-resistant. It features all chrome steel housing, and it really helps you tackle all sorts of projects around the house. It's going out to one listener, drawn at random, so make that you and reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post those questions to moneypit.com.
All right, now we're going to take a call from Spokane, Washington, where we've got Dave on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a house, and my electric heat was kind of expensive, and I checked some insulating ideas, and I used Frost King pipe wrap insulation tape behind the electric baseboard heat, and I used it with a foil side against the heater. I'm not losing the heat into the wall, and the heater's working about 30 to 40% more efficient. My question is, fire safe?
That's an interesting question. So you took this insulating tape. Now, describe the tape to me. Is it the foil-faced sort of rubbery-like insulation that Frost King makes, or what does it look like?
Yes, it's Frost King pipe wrap insulation tape. It's an 8 7 inch thick. It's 2 inches wide. It comes in a 15 or 30-foot roll. It's sticky on one side, and it's got foil on the other side. The foil is what reflects the heat away from the heater and away from the wall out into the room. The heat doesn't go into my wall now. I had an infrared done by the fire department, and most of the heat used to go back up into the wall. Almost none of it's in the wall now, and the heater's a lot more efficient. And I don't know how to get the material approved, but it does work. My insulating material works, and it's very inexpensive. It costs about $10 a heater, and it'd be a whole lot more efficient.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. Now, I would say, first of all, we're definitely dealing with what is termed an off-label use. In other words, the manufacturer would never sell it for that particular purpose. To your core question, is it safe? I can see a couple of ways where it could potentially be not safe. In particular, the heater is designed to release a certain amount of heat to the back wall of it. And if because of the reflective qualities of the foil, it's now not doing that and basically reflecting that heat more into the room, I guess it's possible that some of the electrical components inside the heater itself could have to work there at a higher temperature than they normally would, and therefore potentially be unsafe. I would think that in both cases, both using the tape from the Frost King manufacturer's perspective and even from the electric baseboard manufacturer's perspective, I don't see any scenario where they would recommend those two be worked together. So even though it's off label, you know, is it really unsafe? Are you really at a risk hazard? I really can't tell you for sure, but I guess common sense would dictate that if you're not smelling anything that's burning or anything seems to be working poorly in any way, you know, you may want to continue to use it, but keep an eye on it. So I'm afraid I can't completely put your mind at ease, because it's kind of a solution here that you sort of made up yourself that's not going to be recommended by either the baseboard manufacturer or the insulation manufacturer. You know, that said, there are probably other materials that would more likely be designed to go in that space, perhaps a foil insulation, which is more typical of a baseboard space. So I would say if you're going to keep using it, keep a close eye on it, because it is potentially unsafe.
Well, according to a survey by Zillow, painting your home with the right colors can help sell it faster and make you more money in any real estate market. Let's take a look at the paint colors that pay off best.
Now, the results vary by room, so let's start with the kitchen. The research showed that a blue-gray is really the best color for a kitchen for several reasons. First, the surfaces are easier to keep clean than, say, in an all-white kitchen, so that kind of goes without saying. But the data also showed that bluish grays evoke feelings of trustworthiness, and that can help home buyers connect with your house. So the result? Homes with those blue-gray kitchens, well, they sold for $1,809 more than average.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, your living room, that should feel warm and cozy, which is why living rooms painted oatmeal, beige, or biscuit, those have tended to have the best return on investment. Those neutral colors also can make a room seem bigger, which helps it feel spacious and not cramped to those potential home buyers. On average, living rooms painted in a warm, neutral color fetched an average of $1,926 extra dollars on the home selling price compared to a white-walled living room.
Now, the bedrooms painted blue also tended to have good ROI, but the big winners were bathroom colors. And this is amazing because you might think that white is like the ideal bathroom paint color. Not so. Zillow found that bathrooms painted periwinkle blue or pale blue can push a property's price up by a whopping $5,000. $5,000! I mean, those bathrooms, they're always important, but $5,000 more? Boy, I'm going to get my paintbrush out today.
Diane in South Dakota's on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we've had a problem with trying to put some wood flooring down on our floor. And
okay.
When they delivered the wood and they went to lay it down, they said that our floor was not flat. We had some ridges or bumps on it.
Yep.
And that they could not put the flooring on because it would pop up and wouldn't hold.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there's any way to rectify that.
So what type of subfloor do you have that they were trying to put this new flooring on top of? Is it plywood?
It's plywood, yes.
Yeah, sure. A good flooring installer would know this, so I'm surprised they didn't tell you what had to happen. But there's a couple of things you can do. There's a carpentry solution, and a carpentry solution may involve, it depends on how far out of whack it is. I mean, they're right. These new flooring products, they have a certain range that they're designed to work within, and if your floor is out of level above that range, then certainly you could have adhesion problems. So there's the carpentry solution might involve working on the floor joists to actually get them to lay down. Sometimes you get a joist that is crowned and sort of rises up. There is actually a way to go into the basement, cut that beam in half, put a new solid beam next to it, and bring it down. And that will help it lay down and eliminate that bump. So that's a carpentry solution. And the other solution you can use is to apply what's called a floor leveling compound. Now, this is a liquid, very thick compound that gets poured onto the floor, and then it's self-leveling. It'll level, and it'll keep everything nice and flat. And that takes up the dips and the rises in that floor and gives you a very flat surface to work on. Probably not a do-it-yourself project, something I would have somebody do that has some experience with it because it's got to be done right. And once that dries, the new floor can be laid right on top of it. So there's a carpentry solution, and then there's the floor leveling compound, which is designed exactly for situations like this.
Okay, I actually think that we'd probably have to go the carpenter route because I asked them about that product. I said, isn't there some kind of a leveling product that you could pour on the floor, and they said it wouldn't work in this situation.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why. They probably should be giving you more information on that. And sometimes when a contractor says it won't work, what they mean to say, that's what comes out of their mouth. But what they're saying is, I really don't want to do it.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't want to do it. Don't take that to heart. It may be that it can, in fact, be done. You just don't have the right person involved yet, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling me back.
Now we've got Louise on the line who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically here to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have to clean it. And the best way to clean it, believe it or not, is to mix up a vinegar and water solution because vinegar melts the salts.
Wow.
So you can, you know, mix them up in a bucket, splash it down, you know, with a nice soft bristle brush, scrub it, and that should make those disappear. They may come back. But the other thing that you could think about doing, once it gets nice and dry and clean, is to apply a masonry sealer to it. And if you use a silicone-based masonry sealer, you want to get one that's vapor permeable so it doesn't trap the water underneath the sealer surface and so lets it breathe and stops it from cracking and chipping. But that should slow down the showing up of any additional salt stains.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
All right, Louise, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, garage floors need to take the punishment of your car's hot tires during the summer and that dripping road salt in the winter. We're going to share a durable DIY finish that can do just that and more next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Birch Construction Management.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. And hey guys, if you're a professional contractor or remodeler or custom builder, we have launched a brand new podcast presented by Ella Flooring that is just for you. It's called the Profiles Podcast. Now in it, we are profiling successful pros because you know what? We're all out there. We're all working independently. We don't always get a chance to talk to each other or share tips with each other. And that's what we do on this show. We're talking to some great people, successful pros that are sharing their experiences so we can all learn together.
You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Darren in Iowa on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have a problem with my basement walls. They're a poured concrete wall, and in the wintertime I get a thick frost on the inside of the basement wall.
Okay.
On the area that's not underground per se.
So what's happening is you have warm, moist air inside your basement striking a very cold concrete surface, condensing and freezing. The solution is to add basement wall insulation. Now, there is a specific type of insulation that's designed to cover those poured concrete basement walls. It's like a fiberglass bat that's surrounded in a reflective foil mylar kind of covering. It's pretty easy to install, and that will stop that from happening. Because once you have the warm fiberglass across that wall on the inside, you'll no longer have that thermal contact between the moisture in the air and the chilly basement wall that's causing it to freeze and crust over.
Okay. Would you put a vapor barrier in between, a thick plastic per se?
No, just put the insulation on and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Would the same suggestion be correct to do if we're going to fur the basement out later?
Yes, and the other suggestion I would make is to reduce the amount of moisture that could possibly be getting into those walls from the outside is to improve your drainage conditions at the foundation perimeter. And that means making sure your gutters are clear, the downspouts are extended well away from the house, and the soil slopes away from that wall as well. Okay?
Excellent. Well, I sure appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, garage floors need to be one of the most durable floor surfaces in any house because if you think about it, they take the punishment of your car's hot tires in the summer and that dripping road salt in the winter, and in between those extremes, they need to handle a lot of storage needs, and that's why choosing a tough and a durable and a slip-resistant garage floor finish is really key to creating a surface that can really stand up and really last.
Now, we're going to feature one that is just that tough, and you can apply yourself. It's made by Deich Coatings, and it's called the Die Hard 100 Garage Floor Epoxy Kit. Now, this product is a roll-on epoxy floor coating. The epoxy is going to resist the salt and the chemicals, plus has no hot tire pickup. And once you apply the epoxy, it locks onto the concrete floor, and that provides a super durable surface.
Now, the kit contains everything you need for a floor that's up to 250 square feet. And the process starts by cleaning the floor. That is really critical. Then you simply mix the two-part epoxy and you roll it on. And there are even decorative color flakes included that can be spread in the finish while it's wet. And that's going to add texture and also help you hide the dirt.
Now you can find the Die Hard 100 kit, which, by the way, is priced at less than $90. You can find it online at Home Depot, Lowe's, Deich Coatings, all their websites, and it's available at deichcoatings.com. Let me spell it for you. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com. All right, Dorothy in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I respect all life, but when you have a centipede crawling up a wall that left the basement, it's coming up into the house. It looks very ugly and scary. I understand they're carnivores, so maybe they'd eat other bugs, but I don't really know how to get rid of them. And also I'd like to know about crickets, how I could catch them.
What kind of crickets are you talking about? Those weird-looking ones that hop and they're, like, gigantic in your basement? They look like prehistoric?
Yeah, the black ones that live outside, but as soon as it turns cold, they come and you hear them singing in your garage.
Oh, okay. And you don't want to kill anything, correct?
Well, I guess I could, but personally, I have a pet that eats crickets. I'd like to catch them. I've read on the Internet, I can't seem to come up with a way to capture them. Or, I'd like to capture them and get them out. The centipedes, I'm open to, germination.
Well, I was going to say, for your basement, I would start by making sure that everything is sealed off. So you have anything that protrudes through the foundation wall, dryer vents, anything, make sure that it's all sealed around. Anything can come in through the tiniest opening. So whether you use an expandable foam or steel wool, you want to make a combination of things to close up every opening that you see, because that's how they're getting in. Now, once you've done that, if you see a centipede in the house, I would suggest you could take a vacuum and you can put like a piece of pantyhose at the end of the intake hose. So before it gets into the bag or gets into the area, it gets caught in that little piece of pantyhose.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you can vacuum them into the pantyhose and then release them into the wild or whatever you like, or feed the crickets to your lizard or snake friend. Now, as far as the crickets in the garage, I would do the same. I'd make sure everything is sealed up. I don't know of any sort of traps that you can place and leave and, go and then collect any of the crickets. I've done, and I've seen this done with people who have crickets in the basement, specifically the cave crickets. They take tape and lay it sticky side up around the entire perimeter of the room. And then the crickets, when they crawl in under the walls, they get stuck to the tape. Now, they're still alive stuck to the tape. I would usually think people throw away the tape, but you might be able to, feed them to your friend that way.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, are you looking forward to that first crackling fire? Well, hold that match until you're sure that your fireplace and chimney are safe and secure. We're going to tell you what to look for after this.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need, done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
Wait, this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Hey guys, you know, owning a money pit is a combination of love, pride, and heart-stopping fear because, by the way, we consider money pit a term of endearment. It's a home we love, but it needs work. And no one knows that better than us. We can help you make smart decisions and create your best home ever. You can follow us at the Money Pit Podcast. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Give us a call, ask us your question. You're going to get the answer. Plus, you could win a very handy tool this hour. We've got up for grabs the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun, plus a supply of T50 staples. This is America's best-selling staple gun. It's made right here in the USA. It's great for repairs, holiday decorating, installing insulation, tacking up trim, upholstery projects. You name it, you can most likely tackle that project with a staple gun. It's going out to one lucky listener drawn at random. That person's getting the Arrow T50 plus the supply of staples. So make that you.
Give us a call right now with those questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them to moneypit.com.
Now we've got Floyd in Iowa on the line who needs some help with a crawl space. Tell us about it.
Okay. I just recently purchased a home. And in part of the basement, I have a crawl space. And when the inspector came in to do the inspection on the house, he recommended that I put plastic down and to close the vent. When I was listening to your guys' show the other day, I noticed that you guys said something about keeping the vents open so nothing ventilates into the house. So I was just kind of trying to find out, you know, which direction should I go? What kind of plastic should I use? You know, and does it sound like a good idea?
Okay, so let me clarify for you. First of all, putting a plastic vapor barrier down across the floor of a crawl space is always a good idea. You use the plastic visqueen, the big wide sheets, overlap them about 3 feet. You know, try to get as much of that surface covered. What you're doing is preventing some of the evaporation of soil, of moisture up through the soil. So that's a good thing. In terms of the vents should be open throughout most of the year, except perhaps just the coldest months of the winter. So if you closed it, say, November and December and maybe January, that'd be okay. But for the rest of the year, those vents should be open because it helps take the moisture out.
Now, I also have insulation up in the rafters of the floor joists.
Is it a good idea to put or to seal that with any kind of plastic at all, or should I leave those exposed?
Nope. No, you can leave it exposed just like that. It needs to ventilate.
Okay. Good deal.
Well, whether or not you've used your fireplace yet this season, you don't want to light that match until you make sure that the fireplace and the chimney is up for it. They are really key to your family's safety.
Yeah, seasonal chimney maintenance makes sure that smoke, fire, embers, ashes are all going to stay contained in that fireplace and the chimney. And it also checks for creosote, which is a highly combustible buildup that can lead to chimney fires. Your chimney should be checked for creosote at least once a year or about after 80 fires. Head over to the website for the Chimney Safety Institute of America to find a certified chimney sweep.
Yep, and even a safe fireplace can use some backup, so you want to make sure that you're putting a non-flammable rug in front of the fireplace to keep any loose sparks from damaging your floors or worse.
Yeah, and if you don't already have chimney caps, you want to have them installed because that's what's going to keep the wildlife away. They won't use your chimney as a passageway into your home if you've got the cap on.
Wow, you know, in all the years I spent as a home inspector, I used to check those fireplaces from the bottom and looking up, and I remember distinctly the couple of times that I opened up the damper and in dropped the tail of, I don't know what, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't a skunk or I would have got sprayed, but it was probably like a raccoon or something. It's pretty scary, but they do love to use those spaces, so the chimney caps are really important for that. And finally, you need to check that firebox. That's the area where the logs burn, and it should be cleaned at least once a week during the months you use your fireplace. So make sure you leave about an inch of ash on the bottom because it acts as insulation, but clean the firebox free of any ash during the months that you don't use it, and never, ever, ever place those ashes in anything but a metal ash bucket and make sure it's stored well away from your home. There have been many fires caused by ashes that people put out too close to their home, and they stored it too close to the house, and they thought it was out, and it wasn't. So make sure you're careful with that.
Now we've got Janice in Kansas on the line who's got a question about grout. What can we do for you today?
I had installed a porcelain tile. It's a heavy-duty tile. So I used epoxy grout on the floor and all throughout the shower, the floors, the ceiling, the walls. And what I'm wondering is, do I need to seal it? If I need to seal it, what kind of sealer should I use on an epoxy grout?
I don't think you need to seal epoxy grout because the epoxy is going to prevent things from soaking into it. It's really the sand grouts that we want to seal.
Well, I've already noticed some discoloration in it. It was white grout, and it's already sort of a brownish tint.
Oh, is that right? That's probably water stains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's mineral salts that dry out. So try to wipe it down with a white vinegar solution, white vinegar and water. That might clear it up.
Was that a good choice to use epoxy, do you think? Or?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely, for a bathroom, perfect location for that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good day now.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, are you in full holiday decorating mode just yet? I mean, I know I am already. Halloween is almost here. I mean, and then it's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas, and it's all these wonderful things where everything can be so festive. So we're going to share some tips for door decorating to help set the mood for visitors when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime.
Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can follow us on the Money Pit Podcast as well at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, post your question online. However you reach out to the Money Pit, we are standing by. And Peter did just that. Peter says, I have an old home that has Kentile floors that I think contain asbestos. Removing these is dangerous and expensive, but I'm not comfortable leaving them exposed either. What is your best advice?
You know, Kentile was an interesting company. They were founded back in 1898, and they were in business for about 100 years. They became well known, though, as the source of asbestos, which affected the health of their employees and the installers and others. So what I would say to do is to first test this product to make sure it is, in fact, asbestos. And depending on the condition, if it's solid, like a solid sort of vinyl asbestos tile floor, I would choose one of the many floors that can float over it, like laminate floor, engineered hardwood. There's no connection to the tile below. It'll just float there, and this way you can have a new floor without ever disturbing that asbestos tile base.
And I feel like those 9x9 tiles are always like a dead giveaway that they're those asbestos tiles.
Yeah,
they just have like
I know,
a specific look to them.
Well, there's no one on earth who loves decorating for the holidays more than my friend Leslie. And there's no better place to decorate for the season than your entryway. And as luck would have it, that is the topic for today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. So, Leslie, how do we decorate our doors?
With a lot of fun stuff. I mean, come on.
Of course.
You know, the entryway, it serves as a perfect place to show off your love of the season. So I've got a few ideas that will hopefully inspire you. You know, fall wreaths, they are a beautiful touch. So, and they're so simple to make. You can start off with a basic styrofoam wreath or a grapevine wreath from your local craft store. And then if you've got a nice yard or access to a park, gather some beautiful things like leaves, pine cones, acorns, whatever says fall to you on your adventures in your own backyard space. And then you can add all of that. The grapevine wreaths are perfect for this because you can kind of just tuck everything into it. And then don't be afraid to embellish it with some extra, you know, autumny picks that you find at the craft store as well. It really gives it that fullness, but the found stuff really keeps it personal and from your own home. Now, when it comes time to hang up that wreath, don't put a hole in the front door. It could damage it. It could void the warranty. You can actually get a small easel and then prop it up on your porch so that it says, like, oh, here's my beautiful wreath. And then maybe it doesn't even have to be round. It can be a different shape. Or you can go ahead and use fishing line, tie that to the wreath, and then go up and over your door and then hook that on the inside with a suction cup or a suction cup on the outside. I mean, so many different ways you can use that. And suction cups and hooks are definitely key for that.
And speaking of your door, have you ever thought about framing it with garland? You know, it's not just for Christmas. You can use something as simple as rope to attach fall decor items to, or you can frame the door by propping tall corn husks up on either side and putting pumpkins next to them. I always love to stack those fun, unusual pumpkins. I think they're called cheese gourds and Cinderella pumpkins and turban pumpkins, and they're pink and pale green and white. And I make sort of like pumpkin topiaries and urns, and I always frame things around the front steps there. It's such a great way to just bring in nature and make it feel so seasonal. You can even use artificial leaf garlands, orange lights. It only takes a few seconds to create a lasting first impression. And guys, those Halloween orange lights suddenly are Thanksgiving orange lights. So take away the spooky stuff, and now you're still decorated for the next holiday. Whatever you do, guys, think about stuff that can take you from one season into the next. So corn, squash, pumpkins, purple cabbage. That works great for fall, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and some of it will even last into the winter, the beginning of it. So think creatively and try to get those decorations lasting for the long run.
Great advice. Coming up next time on The Money Pit, unless you live in a museum, your furniture is likely to have taken a few hits from time to time, especially if you got kids. But while the water rings and the dings and the dents and the scratches are inevitable, that kind of superficial damage is easy to repair. We'll walk you through on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.